This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. What did I miss when I was out? I so missed you people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That little black dog that died, I missed that story. I don't know if Liz covered it. By the way, thank you, Liz, for sitting in for me on Friday. We have another person who will be sitting in for me. Her name is Stephanie Trussell. Stephanie is amazing. She's got her own show on WLS 890 AM in Chicago. You can hear it on Saturdays. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, and she is, I'm just saying, Stephanie's amazing. You're going to love her. Yeah, anyway, I didn't get to cover the little black dog story, the dog that died on United Airlines that they made put up in that, the overhead, what they call it, the overhead bin. Killed that little black dog. Such a racist airline, United Airlines. If it had been a little white pug, I bet they wouldn't have put him up there. Yeah, I'm going to make it racial. I was talking to one of my good buddies, a guy that invested in my film, Bleeding Blue Movie, which I would suggest you go to bleedingbluemovie.com and check that out. But we were talking about it, and I was telling him, I said, Mike, the way that you deal with the left is, I don't believe in race. Yeah, I mean, I know they're racist and all that, but as a problem in America, it's insignificant. But I said, with the left, I do everything to make them feel uncomfortable about race, no matter what it is. Well, you're racist. You know, and so we were talking about all the different issues that came up, and Mike goes, okay, well, how would you do this one? And it became a game. And actually, I'm going to make a video series about it. I really am. I'm debating on, do I want to do these on my regular camera, or do I want to do it on a good camera? But other than that, I'm going to do this, because I want you guys to be armed and ready to go. But yeah, they make this lady put her little black dog, and he's in a legitimate carrier, but you make the lady put that black dog up in a bin, an overhead bin. Okay. Whatever. Segregating that dog, you know? Why didn't they just make the dog pick some cotton while he was up there, you know what I'm saying? Or throw him some chicken. Little black dog. He was so cute, and then they pull him out, and he's just... You know, his legs are up and he's dead. I mean, it was so sad. And you see his little face. You know how pugs. Pugs just have that sad little like, huh? But it was cute. As my grandmother would say, he's so ugly, he pretty. You know, that's what she would say. But yeah, a little pug, big old eyes and coal black. I mean, charcoal black. Beautiful, beautiful dog. I bet they spent a lot of money on that dog. That is going to be an expensive lawsuit for United. Oh, yeah. And I would never wish my animal dead, but I'm going to tell you, if you're in that situation, you're flying free on United for life. And you're saying, I want cross, you know, promotional stuff on other airlines. I want to be treated like an airline employee. That's how I want my dog. I don't want money. You're going to give me and my family free airfare all over the world and on United and other airlines, and then we'll call it even. Yeah, boy, that would be my little reparations dog right there. Oh, baby. Totally racist act. And then the lady goes, I didn't know there was a dog. I guess the barking didn't tip you off. And somebody made a comment on, I think it was on Fox. It had to be on Fox. I don't watch any other news channel. But they said something like, the bigger issue is nobody around stood up to say, wait a minute. There's a dog in there. You don't put a dog in the overhead bin. And I remember the minute I heard that, I was thinking to myself, I don't know what this lady, because it was a lady and her daughter who did the dog thing. But I said, I don't know what they would have said, but I would have said, hey, excuse me, flight attendant, that's a dog in there. You don't put a dog in an overhead bin. I've never seen a dog in an overhead bin. I would have said something, but they were like, well, nobody wants to be disrupted. They don't want to get kicked off the plane. They don't want to, you know, to cause a commotion. That's exactly the state of the conservative movement, honestly. People don't want to cause a commotion. They don't want to rile people up. They don't want to have that painful discussion. You know, we've got so many ways of communicating. We communicate less and less and less. People tell me all the time. Oh, in fact, Mike, the guy on my film, Mike says to me, well, Kevin, you know, we can talk about, he was telling me that you can't talk to the left and something like that. And I said, well, can they talk to you? He goes, yeah, I'm interested in hearing what they have to say. I go, then why is it a one-way street? Why is it you're so willing to hear them out? But when you go to talk to them, they're not willing to hear you, and they walk away mad and, you know, butt hurt. And you're supposed to just be, okay, I'm okay with that. When they come to you with their issues, you say, you're an idiot, and walk away. Don't even pay attention. Because it was good for the goose, it's good for the gander. Isn't that what old Maxine Waters said? So if you're going to come to me and you want to tell me your stupid little problem, I don't want to hear you. Well, Kevin, you got to understand about immigration. Shut up, I don't have to understand nothing. I don't like you. Get out of my face, racist. And walk away. Just walk away. But Kevin, I mean, come on, man. I mean, what I got? You don't want to test me. You better get out of my face, man. You done made me mad. I mean, if you get all crazy and get all like that, they're like, well, because see, there's no way to get them to listen to logic. They just want you to take what they have to say. So when you go, I ain't listening to you, and I'm about to hurt you, then they go, those conservatives don't really want to talk about the issues. I just want to talk about immigration. And then let them feel that for a second. Let them marinate in that emotion. You do. You marinate in that emotion all the time. How many of your relatives have you just tried to have a general conversation? Well, I mean, Ted, I mean, yeah, I understand you want them over here and everything. But, I mean, man, look, they're taking jobs away from America. They're not taking the jobs Americans want to do. And they go after you and you're like, and then you just got to sit there and listen. And they just tell you all the reasons why illegals shouldn't be here. And you just go, well, okay, because you're all mad and angry. You can do that with other people. You ain't going to do that on Kevin Jackson. Not on my watch. Not up in here. Little black dog died on United Airlines. I'm going to eulogize. I'm going to go to that dog's funeral and eulogize him. In America, you cannot fly on America, on United Airlines as a black dog. They will not let you on. They don't want to serve you in the lunch counter. When the flight attendant walks by and asks you if you want your peanuts, they don't ask the black dog. No, they just they look right over the black dog. I look forward to the day when a black dog will be measured, not by the color of his fur, but by the content of his stomach. United Airlines, I hope y'all are made to pay. I got a bone to pick with a, pardon the pun, with the United Airlines because I flew somewhere at 6 in the morning and they canceled my flight and it cost me $1,000 to get to where I needed to go and they wanted to give me a $100 voucher. Unbelievable. Lots to talk about today, folks. We already covered McCabe being fired. We'll talk about it a little bit, but you can catch it at KJRadio.com in the first hour.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What happened to the discussion of guns? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We've been talking about gun control because we always do when a school gets shot up that's not in the hood. I was asking somebody this question. Why aren't black schools shot up? There's more guns in black neighborhoods than you can shake a stick at, but black schools are rarely shot up. I know there are schools that are mixed, you know, that have some level of diversity, to use the leftist word, but black schools don't get shot up. Kevin, they got metal detectors. Oh, really? They got metal detectors. What else they got? Oh, yeah, let me tell you what they have. They have black neighborhoods surrounding them. Can you imagine Nicholas Cruz going over to the south side of Chicago trying to shoot up a black school? Can you imagine the outcry that would, if, number one, he wouldn't have got anywhere. When they had seen him cruising down the road, man, some brothers would have been like, let's follow this boy. Let's see what's up. Black schools aren't getting shot up. There is apparently some good news for living in the hood. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, I forgot Pi Day. You know what Pi Day is, right? Pi, the Greek symbol pi. 314? Yeah, man. My mathematician buddies are like, Kevin, you didn't say nothing about Pi Day. I'm like, man, y'all got nothing better to do. Call a brother out, a fellow mathematician on Pi Day. Send me something secret. You know, don't call me out. They're calling me out on Facebook. You forgot Pi Day, bro. What's up? What's up, Minson? I forgot, man. I got things on my brain. Einstein, I ain't sitting around going, oh, man, it's 314. It's Pi Day. Yeah. Oh, well, 314 Pi Day. I got kicked out of the mathematicians club, but I should have anyway, man. My math skills have just diminished greatly over the years. McCabe's pension, we covered that, but we want to talk about it a little bit. McCabe's pension has been pulled. Don't believe the hype. It's not about his pension. They want you to believe that he's been hit so hard that, you know, there's anything else we do to McCabe. I mean, why would we go farther after him? Let's not look any more into McCabe. He has gotten the ultimate penalty for doing bad in the FBI. Now, I want you to think about this. One of an organization that is supposed to be beyond reproach, and you find out you got a crooked guy who's the number two dude in the FBI. And he's crooked as the day is long. And they say, well, he's lost part of his pension. They don't even tell you that he didn't lose his entire pension. The bulk of McCabe's pension, he gets. But now they're going, he's going to lose his pension. And how's he going to survive? Probably from that fat cat wife of his who ran the campaign that Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation gave $700,000 to. I suspect that may be how. So, you know, I'm not worried about McCabe, but they want you to be worried because McCabe is in big trouble. The dirt they have on this guy is not about a pension. That's just enough. They give you enough to say, we're going to fire him. And let me tell you, if Sessions, I don't know much about Sessions. I'll be honest. Sometimes he makes me infuriates me. But if he's as smart as Trump has made some of his people around him to become, he's only given you a little bit of information. He's given you enough information to justify the firing, but not enough about the meat of it. As Eric Holder says, the substance. So they all talked about the substance, and now Holder talked about the timing of it. Trust me, there's plenty of substance, and the timing of it may be just as critical, maybe just as clever in what Sessions is doing. Because if they're smart, they're drawing these guys in. Yeah, give me all your reasons why I shouldn't have fired him. Come on, bring the ammo. Bring it all. And then, boom, Sessions goes, bam, here's an email where McCabe said he's involved with this. By the way, I believe Peter Strzok, we just found out, is good friends with a FISA court judge. That's what the new emails have come out to say. Oh, hey, buddy, you going to be at the ball game? Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'll bring those documents to get Trump, you know, get some stuff on Trump. Okay, I'll get them signed for you. I mean, it's practically just laying in the lap of everybody. Let me tell you, here's what I think the timing is. McCabe gets fired. They try to get you sympathetic about his pension. Then they drop one other bomb. You're going to hear about the FISA court thing. And then, I believe, I don't know what will happen next, but I suspect that's when they say, we're going to do the next special counsel. And at that point, Mueller will have announced within a day or two that his investigation's over. And when that series of events occurs, it's over. Armageddon. By the way, Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year. I'm going to tell you Happy New Year all year. Because on 3/16 of 18, you got the beginning of the end of the Democrats, the dismantling of these clowns. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I bet many of you can't. And let me tell you. I know got Carl listening. I got Carl listening. Carl, wait, buddy. This was phase one. Patient zero, McCabe. Next is Comey. That's my prediction. Next is Comey. because you can't be that close to Comey and not have all that interchange. I believe they got information between McCabe and Comey and Obama, whatever. I don't know how they all, you know, but there's going to be information exchange where Comey becomes the hub. It's because right now it's McCabe. He's the guy we got the sights on. I said earlier in the broadcast, Comey hasn't tweeted a single thing about the firing of McCabe. His number two. This is a guy that was giving us all kinds of old Negro spirituals and all kinds of stuff he's tweeting. Swing low, hanging there, FBI. Coming for to carry you home. He said nothing. He's got nothing. And how far did we go at? It was like 3-4 days ago? And he had his bracket up. That's my producer, but he had his bracket up, right? Then he said, yeah, here's my bracket as compared to Barack Obama's. Yeah, let me tell you something. Comey is more worried about his butt than he is his bracket. Don't give me this nonsense. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. But anyway, so yeah, McCabe's pension's gone. And the fallout from that, I think, is going to be huge. Again, we covered it earlier, so I don't need to cover it too much more. Hey, how about the Russians retaliating for those sanctions? Donald Trump, who's in collusion with the Russians, just issued even tougher sanctions around meddling in the elections. And, you know, and I think that's just, personally, I don't know why they would even bother to mention that. But it was mostly around cyber crimes of the Russians. And I think it's a good thing because our cybersecurity needs to be looked into. But I think Trump will look into it under the radar, as opposed to, you know, putting it all out there. But so stock up on your Stoli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My name is Roads and Bridges. You may know me as the star of great films like The Roads and Bridges Over the River Kwai or The Roads and Bridges of Madison County. And it's not just the movies. I was part of some great songs too. Ventura Highway by America. Penny Lane by the Beatles. It's absolutely true. Not one of these cultural icons could have been successful without Roads and Bridges. Here at Roads and Bridges Incorporated, we'd like to thank President Obama and Massachusetts Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren.
Bridges and Roads.
No, it's Roads and Bridges. Oh, never mind.
Roads and Bridges.
Thank you, Mr. President, for all your help with publicity. Now I know the good book says the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. And, of course, Roads and Bridges lead you to the successful business and the unsuccessful. If you have Roads and Bridges helping your business and you somehow still manage to fail, it's Bush's fault. I'm Roads and Bridges, and you can't succeed in business without me.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So how much did Obama drone about Roads and Bridges? I mean, so much that we actually made that clip, you know, about the, you know, making him into some British guy. You know, Rosen, hey, I'm Roads and Bridges. How are you? You know, I mean, that's a, it was incessant. It's money just, I mean, it was crazy how much money we spent. I remember saying, how many taxes can we pay on roads and bridges? We pay for roads and bridges through our gasoline taxes. We pay it at the federal level and at the state level, right? Then they put more taxes on top of that. I don't remember all the details around it, but we pay for roads and bridges like four times over. And then they talk about, well, we're going to put all this money back into roads and bridges, and you drive on the roads, and every year it's the same. It's the same. And then when you do see construction, you see this paid for by your taxes from Obamacare or something nonsense. And then when I researched how much we paid for the signs for roads and bridges, it was $192 million. Leftist clowns spent $192 million of your dollars bragging about their larceny as they robbed you of the funding of your own money so they could put more money into roads and bridges that ironically didn't get built. And these are the same clowns, by the way, that fight against Donald Trump's wall. Completely, endlessly, during the Obama administration, they talked about America's infrastructure. They claim, I mean, Elizabeth Warren said this, and so did Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, that business would not exist without roads and bridges. Thus, capitalists, ergo entrepreneurs, owed their fortunes to the government for building roads and bridges. And I've often joked and said, okay, great. Can you imagine a little town that, you know, back in the frontier days where, you know, the guy that made your shoes was over there and the guy that shoed your horse was over there. The grocer was over there and, you know, the seamstress was over there. The lawyer was over there, the barber, and not a single road or bridge. And you all did your trade together, and life went on. Life survived. People took care of one another. Where was government then? Nowhere to be found. But these clowns want you to believe government is the reason business exists. Hillary Clinton's famous,
don't go believing that, that corporations create jobs.
I mean, I wonder if she goes back and looks at that clip and says, what was I smoking? What could I have been on? What drug? Anyway, all the money that went into roads and bridges, and we got very little to show for it. Horrible roads and bridges that kill. And we had a bridge. Now, this isn't a federal project, but we had a bridge that was being built at this college, at Florida International University. Not being built, it was built. And here's how Fox News reported it. Several fatalities were reported after a newly installed pedestrian bridge at Florida International University collapsed, leaving 8 vehicles trapped under the sprawling wreckage. The Florida Highway Patrol confirmed to Fox News that there were several fatalities after the structure, touted as an instant bridge, collapsed around 1:30 p.m. At the Miami Area University. And it made me wonder, does Florida International University have a school of engineering or bridge building named for Barack Obama? I understand, folks, this isn't a government project per se, but it might as well have been. Because our tax dollars fund the university, and that's where the bridge was constructed. And somebody in their masterful thinking said, hey, let's throw up an instant bridge. After all, it'll only kill the students and the passerbys that, you know, happen to be going under the bridge at that time. And it's so difficult to cross the street at that location. We build this bridge, we'll connect all these people to the cancer of the university. And this bridge collapse reminds me so much of the left, folks. The Barack Obama legacy. If anything has collapsed, killing some and injuring others, it's the fake news narrative that Barack Obama had a great presidency. His presidency was a bridge to nowhere, and it collapsed right in the faces of the American people, and certainly on the left. And in light of what we've learned about the Barack Obama presidency trying to prevent the Trump presidency, I suggest that the engineers of that bridge at FIU, whatever the school is, begin looking at a possibility of a sinkhole. Because I'm telling you, there's more to come. See, another metaphor of the bridge collapse at FIU University is Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Hallelujah! Somebody dynamited her bridge to nowhere. See, Hillary had that in the bag twice. She was supposed to be president twice. And in both cases, men came from nowhere and pounded her bridge to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue into rubble. No deaths when Obama and Trump pummeled Hillary Clinton, but lots of carnage. So when I talk about these metaphors, this is what I look for. Look, the bridge collapsed. It's an idiotic thing to happen. It just goes to show you that when it comes to doing these types of things, people throw it up. And I'm crediting this to the fact that it was a university, the fact that it's liberalism on display. And I know there are people, Kevin, that's a stretch. It isn't a stretch. Look at what happens when disasters occur. It's liberalism on display. We can do it quick. We got an instant bridge. Have you ever heard of such a thing? They start putting this thing up, I believe, on Saturday. And by Thursday, people are dead. Have you ever heard of such a thing? That's liberalism on full display. I'll give you some more metaphors for this. How about the Trump-Russia collusion narrative? Adam Schiff continues his attempt to cross that bridge, but to no avail. I think I saw his dead horse, by the way, lying under the concrete. That crumbled concrete when I was looking. You got to look close, but it was there. The horse was still twitching a little bit. So ultimately, this Russian collusion narrative is going to spin back on the left, where people have died attempting to expose Hillary Clinton, but more are due to get hurt in that particular bridge collapse. And we've already seen some of the fallout with Andrew McCabe. You know who's next? James Comey. And what about Peter Strzok? And so on. How many people are going to die on that bridge? The final toll of people that were killed in that bridge, I think, was 6. Yeah? But multiple people are impacted. Those are the people who were killed. But what about the ones who were hurt? You know, as Donald Trump says, when we talk about these shootings, people always talk about the dead. They never talk about the survivors and what those people are going to go through. They said this. Officials from the Kendall Regional Medical Center said that they'd taken in 10 patients. Two of them were extremely critical. Other 8 are in stable condition. But what's not funny about this bridge, what's interesting is they said that the officials at the university were touting it. It was built to connect the campus to the town of Sweetwater, where they say an estimated 4,000 students live. Yeah, an easy path to a worthless education. The structure, they said, cost $14.2 million, installed on Saturday. The university called it, quote, one-of-a-kind pedestrian bridge that swings into place. And then president of the school tweeted this, FIU is about building bridges and student safety. This project accomplishes our mission beautifully. Yeah, it may swing into place, but it falls out of place. And get this. $14.2 million down the drain, 6 people dead, 10 other people's lives changed in some form or another, certainly 2 of them dramatically, and you can bet the left are going to figure out a way to forget this catastrophe, because that's what they do. See, there are guns to protest, and they're not going to let up on President Trump now that he's been completely cleared of any wrongdoing with the Russians. They got to double down. And what's this cleanup going to cost? Millions. And so will the future lawsuits. And I certainly hope the university is sued and they heed the words of the president. Mission accomplished. Let's see how he walks that back. But know this, in a decade, nobody in that school is going to even know that the school collapsed. They're going to blame it on guns. They'll say it was a shootout. White cop shot 10 black students on that very spot. And they'll dedicate the new bridge to it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Buy now. You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Brother Jackson, listen, I just have to know how you saw the light. And now I don't need your whole life story, but that might be interesting. But I just need to know how, I mean, in the 60s, I was lost in the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Berkeley, California. But listen, I know how I saw the light, but I want to know how you saw the light, how you finally could see socialism and the Democrats from a self-rule Republican point of view. Because, man, your rap is good, brother. You lay it down, and you got a clear view of it, you know. And how did you make the shift? And how did your eyes get open? Was it suddenly or step by step? And come on, lay it on us, man. I love it. I love it. Have a good one, bud. Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was one of our frequent callers, and he's asking me to explain myself. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down because you're going to want to call at some point. So, what's the origin of Kevin Jackson? So, a lot of people know the story, but I will indulge this particular caller. The first thing I would say is I've never been stupid enough to be a Democrat. Now, I know that's going to offend some people, but so be it. That's what I'm here to do. I've never made a transition from being a Democrat. And by the way, let me just take the label off. The people who believe that that have this incessant desire to help the downtrodden, but seeing them as somebody that they are better than. I've never been one of those. When I would recognize somebody that looked at me as a charity case, I would look at them like, you're a clown. I'm a human being breathing the same air as you, and you think you're better than I? And I learned at an early age it wasn't about money that made us better. Because, as I say in my first book, I grew up rich and poor. My first book is titled The Big Black Lie. And I grew up rich and poor. I was poor because of the way my family, you know, my family's financial condition, but we were in the lap of luxury because we worked for this wealthy family. And so I got to see both sides of it. And while my grandparents voted Democrat, they lived conservatively. And I watched that wealthy family who were Republicans and who were nothing like the people that the Democrats were saying that rich white people were like. And I noticed that my grandmother's best friend was this rich white Republican woman whom she worked for. Okay? My grandmother worked for this woman that was her best friend, and my grandmother would decry rich white people. And so I said, okay, well, these are rich white Republicans whose their spirit of what they believe in and all that mimics exactly ours, and my grandmother couldn't stand rich white people. But she liked them. And it wasn't fake that she liked them. She didn't put on for them. She really liked them. So who did she not like? She didn't like rich white Democrats. She didn't realize it. So I'm looking at this stuff going, okay, you don't like rich white people, but you like these rich white people. Now, what's different about these rich white people? They live our principles. When these people would come up to me, these rich white folks, they'd say, you know, I can give you conversation after conversation. Kevin, come here for a second. I come over. So, what are you doing in school? How are your grades? I make A's. Yeah, I figured that. And I go, and I'd ask a question like, well, sir, out of curiosity, how do you figure that? Well, it's just the way you carry yourself, young man. You know, you're this, that, and the other. And I would be, really? Yeah. And so they made me understand what to look for in somebody that got good grades. I knew I got good grades, but I was curious. Kevin, you seem like you're a pretty good athlete. Why do you say that? Well, it's the way you walk. You know, I can tell by this or that. You know, I was like, wow, okay. And so they taught me things, and I'd be, well, why do you do this such and such? Oh, wait, the reason why you do that, Kevin, is this or that. And I'd overhear their conversations about what to invest in and why and how to save and things that they did as kids. And I'd go, sir, why did you do that as a kid? Kevin, I always knew when my baseball card collection would be worth something someday. And, you know, you got to understand the time value of money. Things like this. So here are these rich white people that supposedly were going to treat me like crap. Be like, get out of here, little Negro boy. You know, and they're like ingratiating me. Come here. Let me talk to you. Let's engage. And then if you did something nice for them, they over-responded. Holy crap. I told a story in my book. I found a guy's turkey beard. They went hunting, and a turkey gobbler has what's called a beard. And it's the prize. You know, that's what you get when you get them. They got this beard. And the bigger the beard, the bigger the bird. You know, it's bragging rights. It's like, you know, mounting a fish on the wall or the head of an elk. And so this guy lost his turkey beard, and the guy's 6'8". And so he's distraught. They come back from this hunt, and he's like, I can't believe I lost my turkey beard. And everybody's like, oh, Bill, you know, surely it'll turn up somewhere, Bill, and this. And everybody's trying to console him, and he, you know, he's just all like, whoa. And I can overhear the conversation. So I go out the back door, and I'm going, huh, where would this guy, he had it. He goes, I know I had it when I got here. I know I had it. And he's just going on and on. So I went outside and I said, and I remember thinking, now this is a little kid. I remember thinking, now where would a 6'8" guy leave a turkey beard and not remember it and nobody else see it? So I go out to the hunting vehicles and I get on the rail, you know, of the hunting vehicle. And sure enough, at the top of the thing, I mean, this thing was, you know, like 5.5 feet, 6 feet tall. And I look up at the very top on the rail, and there's his turkey beard. He just placed it up there. And I grab it, bring it inside, and I said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, sir, here's your turkey beard. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, my goodness, where'd you find it? And I said, well, it was up on the, you know, the top of the vehicle. And he goes, oh, my goodness. And he goes, well, you know, just I'm so overwhelmed. And some guy says, well, Kevin, how'd you find, you know, what made you look there? And I said, well, you know, he's 6'8". I figured if you guys aren't seeing it, it probably is somewhere up high. And sure enough, there it was. First place I went to look. And the guy sent me a mini bike. Yeah. So I tell this story to tell people I find this dude's turkey beard. That's worthless, I mean, in the scheme of things, but it was priceless to him. I wanted nothing for it. It was a job well done. I mean, it was like, you know, that's part of our service. We find your lost items, right? But I take that thing, I give it back to him. Everybody makes a big deal. This one guy looks at me like, that was the logic you used to find that, huh? And I said, you know, I remember just going, yeah, that was, it made sense. And the guy looked at me like, wow. You know, we got all these big minds, all this big money around here. We can't find the guy's turkey beard, and we're lamenting the problem. And here's a kid that goes to solve it. Now, the lesson to that is everybody can talk about it, and we can whine, or you can go solve the problem. That never left my mind what problem solving does. Because I do that, and then the guy goes, I got to give you something. And I said, I remember telling him, sir, it's not necessary. I'm just happy we were able to find it. And I give it to him. You got to understand, I'm 12 years old, something like that. I give it to him. A week later or whatever, he sends me a, I don't know, $700 mini bike. But that's how things work. And so all the system was in place. I did it for no reason, you know, just to, here you go. He rewards me with something that to me is worth much more than his turkey beard, but it shows what it meant to him. So all these lessons are just swirling around, and I've got dozens. I mean, I got hundreds of these lessons. Every time I interacted with these people, I learned something. So now back to the thing of it. From a political perspective, the moment I had a thought, from observing, I was like, there's no way in heck I could be a Democrat. No way. I watch these Republicans. I watch how they treat my family. I watch how they treat me. I watch how they treat others. And they are nothing but respectful. They want what's best for you. There's no pat little black kid. They treated me like these people treated me the same way they would treat their own children. And I know that for a fact because the Mormons' kids and their grandkids, I hung around them, and I watched how they treated them, and it was no different. Kevin, you can go. You want to go on a trip to this with Lou? Let's go. You want to go here? Oh, for Mona and Lou Jr. are going to do, Louis III, rather, are going to do this. You can do it. Whatever their kids did, I did. So I watched that. And then I watched the world around me. I watched the degradation of blacks and how Democrats talked to us and how they made us feel. And I said, there's no way I could ever be that. It's not inside of me one iota. And that's how I came to be. And then there were lessons that I talk about in my first book, just things in general about how you form a kid who understands that you're, you know, when people are trying to trick you. The rest is history.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.